After the Thanksgiving holiday, President Obama and congressional leaders are set to begin negotiations on finding some agreement on policies that would avoid the so-called fiscal cliff, the congressionally mandated $500 billion in tax increases and $109 billion in domestic and Pentagon spending cuts that are scheduled to start on January 1st. Economists warn that if the fiscal cliff budget cuts are not averted, the resulting economic downturn could lead the nation back into a damaging recession. While Democrats advocate restoring tax increases on the nation's wealthiest citizens, and Republicans call for budget cuts and reducing entitlement program benefits, a recent national poll found that a large majority of Americans reject the idea of cutting benefits for Social Security recipients or raising the retirement age for Medicare. Nevertheless, deficit hawks and many mainstream pundits insist that reductions in Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid benefits must be on the table in the fiscal cliff negotiations. Your reporter spoke with Max Richman, president and CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Richman, who met with President Obama on November 13th, along with top labor leaders and progressive activists, explains why he opposes the idea of a grand bargain compromise that would put entitlement programs on the chopping block in the coming fiscal cliff negotiations.
It's our contention that Social Security should not play any role whatsoever in these discussions. And you mentioned I participated in a meeting at the White House last Tuesday. The president held meetings with some of the labor representatives and progressive organizations on Tuesday, and then met with a number of CEOs the following day on Wednesday, and met with members of Congress, the leadership, at the end of the week. And we were with him for about an hour and 15 minutes and went around the room a few times. Each of us got to the opportunity to state our case, our positions. And one of the opportunities I had, I talked about why Social Security shouldn't be on the table in these discussions. And I made two major points. One is that Social Security is not in crisis. It's not bankrupt. And that's not Max Richman saying that. It's the trustees of Social Security issue a report every spring and talk about the solvency of the program. This program, according to the trustees, is able to pay everybody every penny they're entitled to until the year 2034. And thereafter, with no changes whatsoever, the program will be able to pay about 76% of what people are expecting. And that needs to be addressed, but we're not operating in a situation where we have to do it in the next 3 weeks. So I got the feeling at that meeting that the president and his team acknowledged that this was a separate discussion, that it would be dealt with at on a separate track, and that would be a big victory for people such as myself and many others who really care about this program and are committed to preserving it. On the subject of Medicare, again, from the discussion, I believe that the president will do everything possible to protect beneficiaries in whatever changes are made in the Medicare program. And the point that I made on Medicare is that I believe we should let the president's Affordable Care Act, Obamacare as it's often referred to, realize some of the savings that are possible in that new law. A lot of the provisions that will provide savings to the program haven't even kicked in and won't for another year, a little more than a year. So it seems to me, and I stated this, that we should see what kinds of savings can come out of that program before we start squeezing it anymore. And I thought we got a receptive audience at that meeting on that point.
Last year, when President Obama was engaged in discussions with House Speaker John Boehner for the Republicans, there was this idea of a grand bargain of major cuts in Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid in exchange for a modest increase in taxes on the wealthy. President Obama has made some noises that he, again, would be open to some ideas, compromise, and the like. What assurances do you have, and you can report directly what he said to you at this meeting at the White House that you were a part of, what assurances do you have that he won't again turn to this idea of a grand bargain that many people who reelected President Obama would see as a betrayal?
I would not look back in time to the summer of 2011 and say those are the parameters of a deal, because it's a different ballgame, a different playing field now. The president, I think, is in a much stronger position. Just look at what his first offering proposal for tax cuts is about double what he was talking about in the grand bargain, from $800 billion to $1.6 trillion. So I think whatever, I know that there were a lot of leaks, Mr. Woodward's book and other sources about what was up for grabs, but what I've been saying, that was then and this is now. We're in a different environment, and I believe the president made a lot of commitments in the campaign to protecting the middle class and protecting seniors. I do think that Social Security will be on a different track. It won't be part of this. And I am hoping that beneficiaries will not be paying the price for two wars that were not paid for and enormous tax cuts. You know, seniors have lost so much of their buying power because their home values have declined, their 401ks have declined. The interest, as you probably know, on a CD is that many of them live on the interest. If they have CDs, it's, what, 0.25%, if they're lucky? So this is a different situation from what we were looking at about 14, 15 months ago, and I feel the president is committed to fulfilling the promises that he made during the campaign, and we're doing whatever we can to support that position.
That was Max Richman, president and CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Find links to more perspectives on the fiscal cliff and entitlement reform debate on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.